Why listen to the past when you can listen to the future? Welcome to the Think Future podcast, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. We focus on innovation, startups, and the future, not necessarily those and not necessarily in that order. Here's your host.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Think Future podcast. I'm your host, Chris Kalaboukas, and once again, we're coming at you live from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. It's show number 225. And today we're going to talk a bit about customer journey optimization. Now, some of you might say, what the heck is that? Well, those of you in the corporate innovation space, you all know what customer journey optimization is. It's basically taking your customer journey from the moment they contact you to the moment their issues are dealt with or their questions are answered. The journey the customer takes from point A, the start of the journey, to point B, the end of the journey. And most companies are not designed to optimize the customer journey. Most companies are designed from an internal standpoint. They look at department A, department B, department C, department D. They don't coalesce around a customer journey. And because of that, what ends up happening is that all of these customer journeys that our customers have when they're talking to us, they're all over the map, right? They're all over the map. Let me give you an example. When was the last time you called for technical support to anyone, whether you called a cable company or a phone company or, Hulu, Netflix, Apple, whatever? The last time you called somebody, anybody, Canon, HP, whatever, for technical support. How many times have you called technical support and the person at the other end of the line, the person that you've talked to, asks you to do stuff you've already done 3 or 4 times, and that is the reason why you're calling technical support, because you've already done these things. And the person at the other end of the line knows less than you do. Less than you do. You're the customer, and you're telling the technical support people what they should be doing or how things should be. How many times has this happened to you? I don't know about you, but it's happened to me many, many times. That customer journey is broken. Because if you think about it, if you have a customer, so I'm not talking about prospects at all, because prospects take a completely different journey. Customers are people who have already worked with you. They already work with you. You already have them on the books. And if you're a SaaS product or any other kind of service that does a continuous billing, whether it's monthly, weekly, whatever, this customer, whenever they engage with you, they want to complete a task. They're trying to complete a task. Sometimes it's a support task, sometimes it's a sales task, sometimes it's, you know, whatever. It could be anything. It could be just a request for information. Maybe they're looking for something that's not on your website, and you just keep directing them to your website, even though it's difficult for them to find what you're looking for on the website. So your customer is coming to you to attempt to complete a task, whether it's a sales task, a support task, whatever. And your customer judges you by how smoothly the process works from the beginning of the communication to when the task is completed for the customer or when the task cannot be completed for the customer. So an example, let's say you are a AT&T customer and you want to go into an AT&T store or you want to call up AT&T and you want to inquire as to what would happen if you bought a new phone and wanted to remove a line from your account. Let's say one of your children is going off to college and you want to remove someone from the line at the same time your wife wants to get a new phone, right? So when you go onto the website and attempt to do all this, it's out of the ordinary because they're not expecting a mashup like that. So the customer journey is a failure when you go to the website and try to make these changes. So what do you do is that the customer then picks up the phone and calls AT&T or they walk into a store. What is the journey that the customer is going to have when they call AT&T or walk into a store? Are they going to have a smooth transition from the statement of the task to the AT&T person and then the completion of the task? Or are they going to have a, well, you need to talk to person B, or you need to talk to person C, or you need to go to website D, or you need to text this to that number? What is this journey that the customer is going to undertake when they try to complete this task? Now, many of us don't think of things in that regard, but that's exactly how customers feel. When customers are looking at us, they look at us as being monolithic. So even if you're an enormously large company with thousands of people, thousands of support people, thousands of technical people, thousands of offices all over the world, a customer will still look at you from a monolithic standpoint, right? They expect you to handle their problem swiftly and cleanly and without having to pass you from person A to person B to process D. That is the optimization of the customer journey. The customer comes to you with a task. They, you know, a lot of times, especially if they're already a customer, they already know what they want. I mean, these are not the same days as they used to be when a customer would question what they're looking for. 9 times out of 10, the customer has already gone online. They've already made up their mind on what they want. And all you need to do is be the last mile of the journey to get them to complete that task. And that's where the optimization comes in. Because we could probably, if you look at your current process, you probably have hundreds of different customer journeys that your customers take from point A to point B, depending on the task that they want to complete. Unless it's an incredibly simple task, like say, I don't know, resetting a password or something like that, that may or may not be automated, only then will they have a really simple customer journey. If it's anything more complicated than that, then you probably have to pass them from one person to the next, to the next, to the next. And then eventually they'll escalate. And then eventually they'll say to you, oh my God, this is such poor customer service. This is why you need to optimize your customer journeys. You need to map out all of your customer journeys, no matter what the task that needs to be completed. And you need to optimize these journeys so that the customer understands that they're working with one process that's very clearly defined, and ideally with one individual or one process that can complete the customer's task as quickly as possible. And that's what I mean by customer journey optimization. Now, how many of us do this kind of customer journey optimization? How many of us look at what the customer, what flow or what process the customer is put through when something happens? I mean, you hear all sorts of great apocryphal stories of customer service where customers are taken care of. And there's plenty in the retail space. Like, for example, all these apocryphal stories about Nordstrom and how people had such smooth returns when they bring stuff back to Nordstrom. But the same thing could be said for you. As long as you identify the task and make the process extremely simple for the customer. It could be incredibly complex on the back end. But if the customer sees a simple process, if the customer understands the task, the work required to complete the task is very simple, then they'll have a much more effective journey from point A to point B. And a lot of times we don't think of it that way. We just think of it from our perspective, this is what we need to do in order to get the customer's problem solved. But we don't look at it from the customer standpoint, saying, this is what the customer expects from us. And, you know, this may be controversial, but sometimes your senior leadership, they don't really care that much about that. They may not care that much about optimizing the customer journey. But if you want to reduce the number of support calls that you get, and if you want to increase the number of happy customers that you have, then you must spend time optimizing the customer's journey so that they can complete the task they're trying to perform as quickly and as seamlessly as possible. That's it for me for today. See you next time. And until then, don't forget to think future.